Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Alex Fernandez. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Dave Winfield. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Terry Jorgensen. Batting 8th. The catcher, Lenny Webster. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Jeff Rabule. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Pat Mahomes. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Raines is hit by the pitch. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Raines is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Thomas takes first base on ball four. George Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabule fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Puckett is hit by the pitch. Knobloch moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Ventura takes first base on ball four. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ventura moves to second. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Pasqua hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ventura moves to third. One out. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Webster fires to third and picks off Ventura. Two outs. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Munoz, who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Carcoviche hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Winfield strikes out. 1 out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Munoz takes first base on 4. Terry Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Raines is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Raines strikes out. 1 out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cora is 0-1 in the game. Cora hits a line drive into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thomas is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabiule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Webster hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carcoviche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Rabiule is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Rabiule hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Mack is 0-1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 0. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Bell is 0-1 in the game. Bell takes first base on 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ventura is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Ventura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Bell moves to third. Ventura moves to second. Dan Pasqua batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Pasqua is 0-1 in the game. Pasqua takes first base on 4. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Johnson is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Ventura scores. Pasqua moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Johnson. The throw from Webster and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Carcoviche is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Carcoviche is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Guillen is 0-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Pasqua scores. Johnson moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-0. White Sox. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Raines hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch catches it and throws to first to double up Gielen. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Puckett hits a pop-up towards short. Gielen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Knobloch moves to second. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Winfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Knobloch moves to third. Harbeck moves to second. 2 outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Munoz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Munoz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cora is 0-for-2 in the game. Cora hits a fly ball into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jorgensen fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jorgensen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen strikes out. 1 out. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Webster is 0-for-1 in the game. Webster hits a pop-up towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Rabiulle is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rabiulle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rabiulle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ventura hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pasqua strikes out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Puckett hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cora reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Winfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Brett Merriman now pitching. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carcoviche is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Carcoviche takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gielen is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gielen is called out on strikes. 1 out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Raines hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, White Sox. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cora is 0 for 3 in the game. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rebule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rebule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Munoz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Munoz hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Terry Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a pop-up, foul, towards the mound. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Webster is 0 for 2 in the game. Webster hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Rebule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pasqua is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pasqua hits a line drive into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rebule fields it and throws to second for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ellis Burks now playing right field. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabule is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rabule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up towards short. Gielen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Puckett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cora reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Karkoviche is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Karkoviche strikes out. One out. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Gielen is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gielen takes first base on ball 4. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Gielen moves to second. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cora is 0-for-4 in the game. Cora hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gielen scores. Raines moves to third. It's 8-2, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raines scores. Cora moves to third. It's 9-2, White Sox. George Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabule fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Harbeck reaches second base with a double. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Winfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. JT Brewitt pinch hits for Pedro Munoz. JT Brewitt batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Brewitt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burks. Brewitt reaches second base with a double. Harbeck scores. It's 9-3, White Sox. Randy Bush pinch hits for Terry Jorgensen. Randy Bush batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brewitt moves to third. Two outs. Gene Larkin pinch hits for Lenny Webster. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. Brian Harper pinch hits for Jeff Rabule. Bryan Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bruitt scores. Larkin moves to third. It's 9-4, White Sox. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mack is 0-for-4 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.